Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is Monday, September 29th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Google is ready to start cracking down on manufacturers with their Android operating system. Google is apparently ramping up the number of Google apps, such as Gmail, Drive, and Chrome, that must be pre-installed on the devices. Now, the apps must have more prominent home screen placement and accompany a Google search widget. How is Google going to accomplish this? Well, they're dangling a little carrot, giving a little bit more revenue to the manufacturers. Manufacturers are saying they're tightening the screws, and they're not really happy about it. But we all know that money will make things a little bit better in the end. Mobile phone use is soon to be allowed on European flights. This according to a report by the BBC. This is following a report of the safety agency findings that their use on the aircraft poses no risk whatsoever. Details of the implementation and the timeline for changes will depend on each airline, so it could be a while before you can actually whip out your phone on the plane. Until the time arises, enjoy the peace and quiet. Continuing our phone news, yeah, there's been a lot of phone tech over the weekend. Ubuntu phones are coming this year. I know, aren't you excited? I'm excited too. Well, I'm kind of excited anyways. At least it's another phone player in the market. The phones will start shipping this December, running the Ubuntu mobile platform that was all unveiled early in 2013. It has taken a little bit to get it here. I think the funding actually has not been up to par. I think they wanted about $35 million in funding. They got about $12 million, but Ubuntu is pushing forward with the project. From what we do know, the phones are going to have a Samsung processor, 4 gigabytes of RAM, which I have to say is actually pretty impressive, and a 2560 by 1536 resolution screen. So actually the specs look pretty good on this thing. Now, supposedly, according to Ubuntu, they have tweaked the OS for the upcoming phones, and they actually have said that the performance has improved significantly over the last year, and the UI has also been nice and polished up. So are you going to add the Ubuntu Touch phone to your Christmas list? Yeah, that's what I thought. Bin Gate is dead. According to Consumer Reports, anyways, they've done rigorous tests to the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, putting about 120 pounds before the iPhone 6 Plus actually broke, and 110 pounds for the iPhone 6, meaning the iPhone 6 Plus is actually a little bit stronger than the 6. Consumer Reports also went ahead and did a test for the 5, 5S models as well, and those actually cracked under the pressure of 150 pounds. Bottom line, the newer iPhones, yes, are not as strong as the iPhone 5 and 5S, but they should stand up to typical use. In other words, don't sit on the thing. And while we're talking about Apple, it wouldn't be Apple news without some Apple rumors. Apparently, the iPad is not the only thing Apple's going to unveil next month. The company has introduced an updated Mac Mini as well. This is according to Mac Rumors. It's been a long time since Apple has done anything with the Mac Mini. Even longer for the Apple TV, by the way, Apple. So they're ready to show a little love to the Mac Mini next month. What can we expect from the new Mac Mini? Probably more RAM, probably a new processor, maybe a little design tweak. Oh yeah, and probably a price increase. To all our South African listeners, are you big Coca-Cola fans? Do you like your Wi-Fi? Do you wish you could hang out around the machine with Wi-Fi? Coke is about to make your dreams come true. Coca-Cola is going to start sticking Wi-Fi hotspots in their South African vending machines. The initial trial period for this will be free of charge Wi-Fi. I think what Coke is hoping for is everybody's going to start hanging around the Coke Wi-Fi machine instead of hanging out in Starbucks with their latte. Gee, what sounds better to you? Sitting down, enjoying some Wi-Fi, drinking your latte, or hanging around the Coke machine? A little throwback Monday here. Yeah, I know we wish it was Thursday too, but it's throwback Monday. Do you remember before Yahoo launched its search engine, it offered people a different way of to find websites in its web directory? You remember that? Do you know that it's actually still there? Honestly, I didn't know it was still there. Of course, I didn't really know Yahoo was still there. Well, apparently, it still exists, but not for long. Yahoo has announced it's finally shutting down the service on December 31st, 2014, 20 years. 20 years after the company first put it all together. Rest in peace, Yahoo Directory. I'm sure you will not be remembered. And finally, A study performed by the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology has found that cows are depressed with cowbells. Yep, we've got depressed cows. The study attached 12-pound cowbells to over 100 cows across 25 locations around the country. The team studied the cows, the reactions, to see if the sound of the cowbell had a negative effect on the cow's behavior. The study found that cows wearing the cowbells chew their food significantly less than the cows without the bells. And some cows have proven to even have hearing loss because of the decibels of the cowbell. How does this study affect you and I? I'm not really sure, but I do know that I have such a craving right now for ribeye steak. If you got a story no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website too at britishtechnetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech, and find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow to get you caught up in the latest and best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, try to have a good Monday, and thank you so much for listening.